Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week, we're going to be talking about learning to love yourself when some people don't love you back. Now, I was raised the baby of five, and I was told I was amazing. I had an amazing upbringing. I was so blessed to have great parents and siblings, friends and family members who believed in me. And never in a million years would I ever have thought that I would be in a relationship that made me feel worthless and made me question who I was and if I was worthy of love. I naturally am a happy person, and so that believes in herself. So for me, it was really alarming and shocking to be in that position and find myself hating who was looking back in the mirror and wondering if the words that I was told to myself were true. You know, was I really stupid? Was I really dumb? Was I who that person said I was? And it took me a while to get those toxic fumes out of my heart and in my out of my heart and out of my soul. And today I'm going to be sharing five things that can help you recover and bounce back from bad relationships. And most importantly, learn to love yourself again after that bad relationship. Because so many times bad relationships can leave us with that heartbreak. And also a side effect of, is what they said true? Am I really unlovable? And you are. Let me tell you that first off, you are amazing, not unlovable. You're incredible. And I love to be able to help people bounce back from bad relationships. So you can hop on a call. You can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and schedule a free discovery call. But today I'm going to give you a little snippet of what can help you. And let me put a plug in first for therapists. If you have an amazing therapist, awesome. Go to them if you're experiencing any of those feelings of hurt, betrayal, unworthiness. If you need a recommendation, ask a friend that you know does go to therapy or reach out on the internet. Nowadays, they do telehealth, so you can do that. Or you can get a lot of resources out there, personal mentoring, coaching, which is what I do as well to help people. Five things this week I'm going to be sharing. One, and that is plug into good relationships. Have you been drained? You know, have you feel like you're putting your plug in and you're just getting like, you're just giving, and you're not getting any energy and power back? There's a red flag for you. And if you are feeling low, today, my goal is to help get you the pendulum to swing so you can be able to get that belief and that self-love back into your life. So plugging into good relationships, find those, reconnect with those in your life, and that will help you start to remember that you're worthy of love. Number two, remember your value. You are a child of God, and if you're not feeling very special, get on your knees and reach out to your higher power. Because God made the world and he needed one of you. And if you don't feel that, get down on your knees and ask God to help you feel that. Help you feel his love and your worthiness to receive love. Number three, it's okay to say no. This is a very, very, very hard, difficult thing to learn. Especially in our society, right? Because we want to accommodate, we want to provide, but it is okay to say no. If something is taking away from you and never giving to you, you need to consider prayerfully what you need to give and what you need to not give anymore. So it is okay to say no. Number four, give yourself grace. Have you maybe been a tyrant? Is there some days that you were unlovable and they were probably right? That's okay. Give yourself grace. You're just trying your best. And I love a quote by Elder Thomas S. Monson that is, courage is a little voice at the end of the day that says, I'll try again tomorrow. So give yourself grace. Know that you're trying. Are you going to do it perfect? No. There was only one perfect person in the entire world, and his name was Jesus. And it is okay to be imperfect. It's okay to be vulnerable, and you don't need to have shame if you contributed to that toxic relationship. You just need to give yourself grace, okay, and move forward. Number five, envision the good and wishing them the best. This for me has been really freeing to my heart and my soul, is to envision that person that told me those things that affected my belief and my self-love, but envisioning them not feeling that love for themselves first, right? Because people who put others down don't love themselves. So I envision that person and I feel bad for him. And I think of what hurt he must be in. And I wish him the best and envision good to come to him and him to be able to get healed. And that for me is a big thing, because I don't have that anger and hurt that resides in my heart and soul anymore. It is just that feeling of, God, I hope they're in a better space. And I hope that they can give back to other relationships in a better way, because they're focusing on loving themselves first and not being a bully. And it's difficult. It's hard. I understand the hurt and the complexities, too, of having kids and under the same roof. If you're sharing in a relationship right now that's dysfunctional, whether it's a child, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a partner, you know, whoever that may be, it's complicated. I get it. And I never thought I would ever see myself in a relationship that was unhealthy to me. And it's crazy how it can be a gradual process. So give yourself grace, practice saying no, and remember your worth. And if somebody tells you any different, you plug in to those good relationships to have them remind you that you are worthy of love. Do you need some handholding? Do you need some extra help? You can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and click on a free call, and I can help you walk through that hard road of learning to love yourself again if you have experienced heartache, hurt, and it's hard to move forward. I know we were driving down the road the other day with me and my boys, and Gunner, you know, was like, hey, Mom, I think I just have trust issues a little bit, you know, with going forward, you know, because I have a really, for the last year and a half, I've been dating an amazing person, and it's just crazy to me the stark contrast from a healthy relationship to an unhealthy. And, you know, he's been great. We're just going slow. And my son, when he said that, I was like, hey, I completely understand. That's totally normal to wonder that. And he goes, yeah, I just don't know if, you know, if I'm going to be able to trust again. And I said, I get it. You know, I'm in the same boat. But I guarantee a way to never get hurt again is to never put yourself out there again. So that would mean I'd be alone all the rest of my life and not have any relationships, but I would never get hurt. Gunner sat there and thought about it. And I said, you know what? And you get your license, you know, your learner's permit this year. We probably shouldn't get that, because you could get in an accident and you could hurt yourself or someone else. Actually, we better not go swimming because we could drown. You know, and he looked at me and Wyatt in the back seat was like, huh, you know, it's like, You guys, the only thing guaranteed in life is joy and happiness despite your circumstances. And if you're living in fear, you're never going to have a fulfilled, happy life. And is it going to be imperfect? Are people going to hurt you? Yes. But it's, what's the alternative? Being alone, being sequestered, being pigeonholed to this box where you're not living your life and fulfilling your dreams? What are you sacrificing for your comforts? We got to get out of our comfort zone. We have to get in our cars to be able to drive, to get to the airport, to fly on a plane, to go do something magical and fun. And everything in life, right, has a risk. And we have to be willing to take on those risks to be able to get the rewards, because there's no reward in the safe spot. There's no reward for your heart and your soul if you're not willing to put yourself out there and get back in the ring. And that is the most important thing. And my boys, you know, Gunner's like, okay, I get it. I can see, Mom, what you're saying, you know? And it's like, it's true. You can't live your life letting fear rule the world. And if this sounds like you, come on, put on your big girl pants. I believe you. You can do this. You can get through hard things. You can start over again. I believe in you and move forward. And remember these five things that will help you get on the road to having a good relationship with yourself after you've had a not so lovable one. So I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you next week.